Good morning. Well, we have the wheat market trying to be a little bit on the firmer side, catching a bid overnight on the Chicago wheat, mainly because of the concern of too much rain in the southern and, of course, eastern parts of the Corn Belt. And that would affect the soft red wheat and possibly cause protein and quality issues. Now, it was interesting because India is, over the years, has been a global exporter of wheat. And then for several years, maybe even 5 years, India became a net importer. This year is thought to be turning back towards an exporter, and India is one that is expected to feel the effects of an El Nino, let alone a super El Nino. It's interesting because India's soybean processors on yesterday reported May soybean imports at a record 200,000 metric tons, up 65% from April, 121,000 metric tons, and no imports of soybean and a year ago in May in 2025. The association went on to say for the marketing year of October to September, soybean imports are expected now to be 900,000 metric tons, up from their previous estimate of 600,000 metric tons and up from just 2,000 metric tons in 24-25. India imports a lot of non-GMO beans from Africa at hefty premiums. But in the meantime, the government's data today showed massive rice and wheat stocks far exceeding far exceeding government targets. In fact, it's expected that they are thought that they have 53.41 million metric tons of wheat in their reserves as of June 1st. That way exceeds their former estimate of 27.6 million metric tons and is the largest since 2021. But the weather conditions are causing Europe to have issues as well. The EU is looking at hot, dry conditions, and it's feared that these conditions will continue to last. Even France, in southern France, is looking at temperatures over 100 degrees, and in the meantime, forecast to be no less than in the 90s for the next 6 to 10 days. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.